Jeez. As I mentioned, I'm having, I don't know if it's the snow or what's going on, but having phone issues. All right, so I did get the inspection. It does look like the roof is about 18 years old. All right, so the deal with that is that's definitely going to affect rates. Corey was saying you'll likely replace it. And when you do, that will have a dramatic impact on the rates because the age of the roof is one of the biggest driving factors. So my thought, well, and it's also because of its age, even though it's insured, it's going to be so depreciated, you're not going to get much from the insurance company. So that, like, if it's, they're not respond, like, does that make sense at all? I should, suppose I should ask before I start explaining it. So there's like wear and tear and depreciation. So as a roof depreciates, like the insurance company, they're only responsible for making, putting you back whole. So if the roof at the time of loss was fairly new, then you're going to get full replacement costs on the roof. If the roof starts getting 20 years old, 30 years old, then they start that they're all the insurance companies view that as, I mean, they're going to depreciate it that down to. So if it costs $10,000 to put it on 20 years ago, they'll say, well, it was worth 2,000, so that's what we're responsible for to make you whole. Okay, good. So one of the things that I was thinking, if are you in, we could keep homeowner rates down a little bit by doing what's called a scheduled roof endorsement. If we put a full replacement cost on there, they're still going to depreciate it. So I guess my question is, I mean, are you wanting, would you rather pay a little bit more to have the chance of more money coming from the insurance company towards the roof, or are you, would you rather save on premium and know and go on a schedule, which means, I don't know, a 20-year, we haven't done a 20-year-old roof in a while. So it's kind of tricky to say. So like Allstate, for example, if the roof's over 10 years, they all of a sudden go to a schedule. So at year 11, they'll say we'll pay for 70% of it. At year 12, they'll pay for 60. At year 13, it goes to 50. So it's a moving schedule of how much the insurance company will pay for the roof. And are you kind of set on paying for the roof yourself? Because that will help me to know how to write the insurance policy. So here's what I think we should write it as a schedule because it's cheaper. We could still file a claim if you wanted the time and see. And then as soon as you get that new roof, we'll rewrite the policy or go in and change the policy that has a brand new roof. And that's where, I mean, you'll, it could literally be $500, $600 a year difference in premium. Okay. All right. So I'll just, my goal is I'll just find the best combination of auto and home then, and whichever carrier that is, that's what I'm going to send to you. And then I think we have everything we need to write the house. And I looked at pictures. It all does look good. So I don't see any issues with insuring that home. Yes, well, we'll add the service line endorsement so that, yeah, and that one I don't have, don't think has any bearing. That's just pretty much, that is a wear and tear endorsement or failure. So if it's just old breaks, malfunctions, there'll be coverage. I could write it at 10,000 or 20,000. It's usually about, I think it's usually about 30,000, $30 per year per 10,000. Well, okay, that's what we'll do.
I'll get it done.
Get it done for you today. Thank you. Bye.